Wow. Hello. Welcome to Magical Mall Walking Tours. I'm so glad to have you here. I'm Marcel. Hopefully I'll be your muse, but I'm really just your tour guide for now. I'll be taking you through the mall. We have a very special mall. And I know people get these as these indirect gifts since they're magical. And some people might say, how did I end up here? Well, I'm a mall walker. Let me tell you a little bit about me. I've been mall walking since I could walk. I learned to walk in a shopping mall. And that's just the truth. As I said, my mother, she was able to, she was one of those people that was able to enjoy the mall. Like, she was a mall walker. She could go to the mall. And if she wanted to spend nothing, she could spend nothing. If she said, well, I'm allotting myself $3, or I'm purchasing this, or she also did a lot of research. She worked at the mall. And that's, so those are ways I learned to walk at the mall. And actually, nowadays, not to go on a tangent or anything, but when I was young, there was one of the big features was, now these were single-story malls a lot of the time. So the center thing was usually reserved for something that was at a child's learning, like it was at the butt level for people to sit on. And usually there was fountains or plants in the middle, dividing the traffic between two, not technically two directions, though people did tend to walk in a directional way. And you may ask, Marcel, how do you know, do people walk north, south, east, west, or mo? And I'd say, well, I don't know. This is the Magical Mall Walking Tour. Those are good questions. And I wish I had the answers to those. I mean, I know at the theme parks, they have those wheel, spoken wheel or whatever they're called. And I think people do, most people do go clockwise. So I hear left-handed people go in the other, you know, a lot of people go counterclockwise. I don't know if they consider themselves part of the counterclockwise culture or not, but I just wanted you to know that I've learned to walk in the mall, and I found it to be a pastime that, again, has gone through a lot of different changes. And obviously, you're here. You're very a hip person, seems to me. And you're here on one of these cutting-edge tours, the Great Totem Tours, the great company. It was started, believe it or not, by a sleep podcaster all the way back in the aughts. And he started the Totem Tours and really unlocked a lot of different opportunities for a lot of different people, including you today. And we have that person to thank, even though we forget who it was, because he wrote a lot of this stuff down just on scraps of paper. But we do know he made a sleep podcast and fell into obscurity. But it's great news is he started this tour ability for us. So really, we're thankful. And I think he's thankful to be obscure, to be honest. I think he dove into obscurity. Oh, but we're here. Now, you're in for a special treat because we're going on a... Now, let me just check my... a year? This is one of our newest tours, and you're really, really in for a treat here. I hope you could see the mall. And this is one of these new totem malls that is run by... it's a centerpiece is a carousel. And the year, you know, of the mall's existence was 1991. But of course, because from our patented methods, it exists now, you know, within the ether sphere. This mall was once, it just had a simple, not just a simple, oh boy, what am I doing? I'm just trying to set you up for joy. But the mall, once upon a time, just had a regular carousel, no, not a regular carousel, a beautiful PTC carousel, Philadelphia Toboggan Company, which later would become Philadelphia Toboggan Coasters, and it featured one of their restored carousels as a centerpiece. Now, in our version, each store that we will visit contracts with one of the carousel beings. And now the carousel is no longer static. That is a resting place and where the carousel beings go to recharge. But they come down and you know, they're kind of, they help guide people to the store. I don't know if they're salesperson, they're greeters, I would say, more than salespeople or sales beings. And we're going to take this one, here comes the horse right now. And this horse here, oh, look at this regal horse. You are gorgeous. Is that a canteen on your side? Now, this carousel horse, you look like you're cut out for a journey. Oh, boy. So we can get on the back of this horse. Yes, this horse has a beautiful, yeah, I guess I'd say, this. You know, I know this is a leather saddle, but the color of this leather saddle looks the same color as the Statue of Liberty. I hope you don't mind me saying that. It's beautiful. Oh, you're neighing, even though it's silent because you're a carousel horse. And I like how your reins kind of match it. And do you mind me complimenting you on the gold details on your reins and how your reins kind of match that oxidized copper look? It is really, and you have nice locks. Really, your mane is beautiful. You are a beautiful horse, and you're kind of, you know, I never learned to call what people call horse colors. I think someone said, don't look a horse feather in the mouth. Someone once told me that, and I said, what's a horse feather, and why would you look it in the mouth? And they say this, but you have a kind of an off-white coat with a lot of black and gray detail, and even some deep brown around. Is that a muzzle? Anyway, this is my guest here. We're here with Magical Mall Walking Tours. And actually, I know it's a paradox. You could ride on the horse or walk with it. A lot of people find it very calming walking next to the horse, holding its reins. And this horse also has a canteen. Are we allowed to drink from that canteen? Okay. And where are we headed? Oh, of course, American Eagle. That was a store. I wonder if it exists in the current time, you know, different outside of the etherverse. Now, American Eagle was a store that you could look around in, but mostly we're just, I didn't want to tell you this, horse. Mostly we're just looking, just like my mother had taught me. Walk the mall. Take the mall in, observe. But this American Eagle, at times it's been called American Eagle Outfitters, and I can see why they chose you as the representative. And we will normally, also sometimes the horses represent more than one or two stores. So hopefully, I know you're taking us here first. But this American Eagle, a clothes you would, like, if you're an aspiring person that wants to aspire with the image of being an outdoors person, or you want some sort of, and this isn't meant as a negative thing, but let's take a few steps away from the store's entrance so they can't hear me say this, a faux ruggedness, I think this is where you would shop. Though I'm told sometimes there's great deals in here. So if you're looking for something, say, in that range, you could look in there. It's really good to check their clearance racks, as you never know what you're going to find. And you know you could get denim here. I prefer another place for denim. I don't know if we'll visit it. If we'd be so lucky. But, oh boy, was that a nice, thank you so much. Okay, what's our next stop? Look at this, Babbage's is the name of the store. Now, this is my first time visiting this timeline and mall in the Ethersphere 2. But that is an interesting, wow, that is a good, that certainly is. I think they sell, I can't, I don't know if we should, are those CDs or tapes or records in there? Oh, okay. Well, it seems like it's a record store, maybe. I also wanted to show you these palm fronds. This is what I was kind of talking about of where I would learn to walk. Now, these giant planters with giant palm fronds, they're really good for holding and circling for a kid, maybe in the toddler range. And again, at low traffic mall times when mall walking is hot, I think 1991, we're post-peak. We're getting ready for the new peak of mall walking, I imagine. But I could have been spinning around on one of these planners. And this is kind of like I'd say this is an eggshell-colored planner. This particular mall has a lot of eggshell and a lot of turquoise. Sea green. I like that usage of the word. You're right. It is like a sea green color. Oh, and it looks like that horse ran off. Okay. Well, that was good. Thank you. We'll just stay here until another horse approaches. Okay. Look at the hair. That horse has like a... Look at the hair on that horse as it comes towards us. It looks like if Elvis shook Elvis's hair out. Wow. That is... You look like something. Hello. Yeah, we're here on the mall walking tour. Before we get to your stores, I just wanted you to know that you look like if there was you look like at the front of a romance novel, like maybe Fabio or someone shirtless could be riding you. But most attention would go to you with the way your locks are arranged. Now, is that a trumpet you're holding on the side of your saddle? That is, so this is a trumpet horse, a very famous, known. I like how it has these two gold cords with tassels. I consider myself a tassel fan. And so really good to meet you. Where are we headed? Are we headed somewhere interesting? Oh, we're headed to the corners. This is funny because it's two different corners. I know the look in your eye. Now, there is Carmel Corner. And believe it or not, this was peak. Now, this 90s, I think I've heard people talk about it before. This was peak Carmel Corn. And this was before popcorn was a health food. So people didn't even realize it. But this was peak Carmel Corn. So there's actually two, I believe there's two Carmel Corn places. There's just one. I think there's another one maybe with a K. You only represent one Carmel Corn. Well, this is Carmel Corner. Now, they don't just stop at Carmel Corn, though. They have caramel. Oh, yeah, that's caramel. Caramel Corner and Carmel Corner. It's a different usage of alliteration. And you actually are a caramel color, horsey poo. Caramel and caramel. But you can get caramel apples and caramel corn. And it looks like they have toffees and things. And they also have other flavors of corns. And this is PKC, pre-kettle corn era. So this is when caramel corn ruled and strawberry corns. And so, yeah, that's interesting. Thanks for taking us here. What other casual corner. Oh, boy. This is the corner store chain that you go to when you wanted to get something casual. And I would wonder if that was a limiting thing, if they're like they always have to be in a corner, though there's a lot of corners in malls. And now here's the thing with the, now this is always a decision, you know, the two of us, since you work in a mall, Caramel, sorry, I just thought I'd call you that, but, Carmel Poo, how about that? Okay. You like that. And I like the way, did you just bray? Oh, wow. So that's casual corner. If you're looking for something casual, or just non-formal, you would go to casual corner. I've never been inside, I was thinking that when you're mall walking, you do use corners to kind of break things, to break up the monotony. So stores like malls like this that have multiple corners, where, yeah, the corner just goes down, you know, to four stores. And these kind of corner-like alleys, like this one here, can be a bit of a ghost town. This is where you'll get your barbers and a nail spot here and a coffee place. And some places will have, this is where they tuck away little pubs. And then you can exit out that way. But really, if you're looking for casual clothes, that would be a place to go. Now, this next place that you're taking us, Caramel, you must have a theme. This is Choo Choo's with a C-H-E-W. So this is a gum store. Wow, it's a gum and... Okay, interesting. So all the gums of the world would be here to waiting for us to unlock and taste. Really great. So it's a gum shop. Those are always... I guess it's a place where you could get gum, and you'd say, okay, thank goodness. Looks like Caramel's running off. Here comes another horse. So now look at underneath that horse is this horse. Hello. You know, you are, really are, you look like a wild, not a wild horse, but you have a wild look, like Wild Bill Cody or somebody should be riding you. Oh, that's two different people. Thanks. Well, thanks for letting me know. Because you have, it looks like you have a lot of layers underneath your saddle. That probably works well for everybody. It looks like you have some sort of leather layer and then some sort of other poofy layer. And it has nice frillies coming off it. And you have a canteen as well. Could we drink out of your canteen? Oh, thank you. Is this, oh, wow, this is this caramel water? Oh, you got it at Caramel Corner. So you do go shopping at other horses' stores. Yeah, professional courtesy, I like that a lot. You know, the other two horses before, you didn't notice their tails, but I can't keep my eyes off of your tail and your hair. I would ask if you do your, like, and I guess we'll have a laugh about this. They said, do you dye your hair? Because I'm not sure if I could label it. It's not strawberry blonde. It's kind of a rusty blonde or blonde with rusty highlights. And it's really a full look. Would you ever use VO5 hot oil in your hair? And I do also like how you're always in mid-jump. I don't know how you do that without it seeming like you're pacing or something. It's just a look, I guess, you have. Well, right. Let's get to your stores. Where are we headed first? Well, BK, I know you represent them, but we could skip that. What's this next? Oh, Chess King. Now, this was a store... I never knew what they sold there. I can remember seeing this with my mother when I was learning to walk. And it would make sense. It would be represented by a horse. When I think of it, I think of a place that you walk by that sells a sleek turtlenecks. But I don't know. Like, I've never gone in there. You're welcome to go in there and see. To me, it seems like a kind of outfit. You would start at Chess King and you'd finish at Wilson Leather, to get a complete outfit, but I'm not positive about that at all. You could smell it before we get there. There's a Cinnabon, but for me, Cinnabon's always changed now since I just picture, Saul, like, working there. But, I guess it depends on what kind of TV shows you watch. Well, here's a nice store, Complete Athlete. Thanks for, you really are an athletic horse. It's a really interesting looking, you can get vitamins, you can get shoes there. Really for the complete athlete, a lot of spandex, huh? Yeah, I don't know, but it would say, do the people shop here and at Chess King? Because you could wear some of this stuff under your turtleneck if you got it. Okay, next is it. Okay, this might be confusing to you. So this store here, now these used to be in the parking lot. They would be a little bit of a camera in a parking lot where you could get your photos developed. Before this was, now your era, you live in the beyond digitized, you know, you live in the ether era. But it used to be you'd take your pictures on film, and I know that there's different nostalgia in quality of image movement and just a fun tactile enjoyment in the discovery of film. But it was at a point back here that it was so ubiquitous that you would just bring your film into one of these shops. They could sell film and cameras. They could do different, you know, kind of developing of your film. But you would come here and get your pictures developed, and that was it. So really, this is, oh, here's a question. Have we been to this store before? Because it's called Deja Vu. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it looks like a mysterious store. It has those bead curtains in front of it, and I wouldn't know what to expect there. Oh, they do tarot readings, so that's cool. And I think you could probably buy, I can smell some incense coming out of there. But I really don't know what else they would sell there. This one's at a corner thing. There's also a dentist's office down here. Now, I never knew anybody that had the dentist at the mall. And that would always seem like a tough place because you would, I can't imagine, if you went to the Carmel corner after you went to the dentist, or before, gosh forbid, or if you were the dentist, I guess you would get sick of the smell of sweet, sweet caramel corn. But what if, it could be, the horse is running off. I guess that was it for that horse. Oh, no, this next horse that is a beautiful horse. Do you know what dapple means? Because I don't, but this horse is a, white and gray and some white spots. You look, hello. You look a bit like a Triton-esque, like you've climbed out of the sea. You have a bold sea foam or turquoise blue. That is beautiful. Oh, like you're out of an icy north, because you do have that strange carving on the back behind your saddle. It looks like some sort of northern sea deity from the icy seas. It's a part fish and part wind. It has a windy tongue, a furry nose, a brow made out of the waves of the sea, silver and turquoise, fish fins, and your saddle is that beautiful icy blue. And you really are, you're regal. Do you mind me saying that? You're one regal horse. What's our next stop here? Diet Swirl? Ooh, what do they sell there? Diet, swirly things. So there's an optometrist. That's another good place to go for optometry. And okay. Oh, this is a milestone one here. This is the earring tree, and this is like a lot of kids' first stop to get their ears, you know, ready for formal earrings. You know what I mean? Yes, the earring tree. You're right. I never saw anything tree about it. Maybe at one point they had a tree of earrings, but then how would you get the ones on top? I mean, they have a lot of earrings displayed and on the display cases. Hello. Our ears are just fine. Yours must be ringing because we're talking about your shop. How you doing? No, we're just mall walking. Thank you. Yeah, no, we've got our horse escort. That's short for horse escort. Yeah, thank you. Thanks. No. Oh, the horse is supposed to bring us in. No, we're just mall walking. Oh, if you see when people sigh, then you say, "Well, I'm never coming to Earring Tree then for sure." Okay, here's a couple of good ones. This one is economy book and stationery. And this is one where you say, a lot of times my mom would say, you don't go to the mall and get a bargain unless you're looking. And I would think this place, at least if it's properly called, it's a good deal. Like you get a lot of stationery that's their brand or unbranded, as opposed to the great stationery, you know, the great stationery barons of our day. Oh, you might not know. I mean, I'm sure you do because you live, you know, as the totem has expanded, so has the great tactile movement of being more tactile. So I know bonded paper is back in. That same sleep podcaster, he was the first podcaster to represent a bed made with layers of bonded paper. And it didn't last very long, but I think he sold quite a few because people said, well, this is interesting. One layer of my bed is, you know, bonded paper. It really feels different than any other bed I've ever been in. And I think he even had bonded paper sheets. And it was a new way to get a monogram when you had a watermark. Wow. But so this is stationary, you know, people send letters, they write letters, they write things on paper, and they also have a lot of good book deals. Another place that's it could be a deal, everything's a dollar. Now, this was one of the, like, you know, there's been a lot of these incarnations of 99 cent and dollar stores. Yeah, peaking in the same time as that podcaster in a different way, where they would become main stores. At this time, they were more not to buy novelties, but a novelty. And a lot of the stuff was, everything was a dollar, though. So it's kind of fun. Now, this is a funny place, Fanny Farmer. It just makes me laugh. Thank you for taking us there, Ice Horse. Do you mind if I pat your rump? Just say, you do like that. Just say, good job. That's your flank. Thank you. Thanks. I don't know if there's a difference, but yeah, Fanny Farmer. That's what this is called here. And I don't even know what they sell. I think it might be like Hickory Farms, but I'm not sure. We'll find out if there's also a Hickory Farms. I think there was a time in the 90s where these were the only places you could get cheese and summer sausage, at least for free. Like, no thanks, we don't need any samples. Good to see you. Is Fanny in? Oh, it was funny because did you know a horse's Fanny is called a flank? Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Now, down the hall is one of the anchor tenants here, Phase Drugs. And it's just like it continues to be a place where you could just about buy anything. You go to get your prescription filled, but then it also is like a miniature supermarket and even like a miniature, you know, they have these drugstores still where you say, what else am I going to get? Then there's, oh, this is a restaurant, Flaming Wok. If you like wok-based food, they make it with a flaming wok where you can watch it right in the window there. Really exciting things. It looks delicious. Yeah, this mall does not have a food court. Maybe it does have a smaller one that I'm not aware of, but so that's the Flaming Wok. There's Foot Locker. Yeah, oh, well, thank you. So you must be in charge of the F's, huh? Yeah, that's a Foot Locker. That's a place they dress like referees. It just sells shoes and sneakers. And this place is called Freshen's Yogurt. Now, it's a frozen soft serve. Yeah, yogurt, though. Frozen Froyo. Yeah, and the nice thing is they make their own waffle cones, so it smells very nice. It does. But yeah, it does kind of create a lake where you say, yeah, so thank you. Oh, the horse is gone. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Oh, wow. Look at this horse coming now. This one looks like it could be from one of those movies. You are a stallion. I notice your hair is much more trimmed in a professional manner. You have some midnights, some blues, some grays. And then you really have a formal wear. You have some gilded wings on your, it's almost like you're wearing armor, but not quite. Really beautiful, those wings. And you have your saddle. But then you have like what looks like a scale, like a scaled armor underneath it. Even your wings, I didn't see that. Your wings have a face. It's a frowny face, but I think it's a face that says, don't walk the mall, just, shop. Yeah, it's good to see you. Thanks for taking us to our next location. I'm guessing you're covering the D's or whatever we're on, the E's or the G's. Oh, they're great games. This is one of my favorite stores to wish I had. One of the problems when you're walking the mall is when I wasn't giving mall tours, before I was a professional mall walker, I was an amateur mall walker. And when you have mall friends, a lot of them are either not your age, it might be your mom's friends, or they're just your mall friends. You don't see them outside the mall. And sometimes between the mall walkers and the mall employee, the employees could be some tension, because they kind of see us as like a good source to vent their frustration on about the economy or whatever. But also you really don't have a home base at the mall. You have places you call your home base, but, so we never got to play any games. And now these game stores, they invite people to play games in the store, which is great. I say great games. Now this is a watch shop. You could buy your watch here. You could get your watch repaired. You could buy used watches, new watches. That's probably a watch smith. Hello. No, we're just watching you. Thank you. Of course you've heard that before. They have all those tools there. And that's nice. It's kind of like a performance art a little bit. It's a little bit like performance art, your work. One day, I know the watch business is kind of unclear with the digital, digital watches coming. But my guest here is from a new era where things that are tactile will be and there's the whole idea of being able to fix your own things, which I guess bring it to someone to fix. One day you may be putting screens on phones that are computers. Okay, we'll move on. Thank you again. Good to see you. Now, here's a place where I'm comfortable saying hush. This place is called Hush Puppies. And you may say, what do they sell there? Potatoes or pets or shushers? I'd say, no, they sell shoes, believe it or not. They're called Hush Puppies. And Hush Puppies is trying to make I've never shopped there either. And they have that cute thing, they have this corporate mascot, which is very cute, that you could see there. Yeah, it's kind of cartoony. Oh, Buster Brown is something else. No, that's different, I think. I'm getting Buster Brown and Hush Puppies mixed up. Oh, boy, you just busted me. Okay, well, either way, they both are known for their mall walking shoes, but I've never tried any of them on. Yeah, but that's Hush Puppies. Now down the hall there is Penny's, right? Thank you for showing us where Penny's is. And that would be the source of James Cash Penny, which is pretty cool. And really, glory day of the mall. Now down here is, current places, there's places called Joanne's Fabrics, but this is Joanne's Nut House. And we'll have a laugh about that. It's where they sell, you could buy just any kind of nuts you want. You can also sample nuts. Again, the world was a different place. You would go to mall to get your nuts and your cheeses and your smoked tubular meats. It definitely, and also dried fruits. I guess Trader Joe's, we never knew Trader Joe's put the Nut House out of business, but I guess they did. Yeah. Well, no, people have used many of those Nut House related jokes with me. As a mall walker, we do have to endure those kind of things. But you should endure yourself, like at least a square of dried pineapple. Help yourself. Hi, we won't make any jokes about you being in the Nut House, working in the Nut House, or being the proprietor. Yeah, no, we're just here with our horse, getting a tour. Yeah, this is old Frown Wings. It's one of my favorite horses. Oh, boy. Now, here is another one. This is KB Toy and Hobby. This is a toy store and a hobby store, but not super huge. So I guess it had to hand kind of, they didn't do their business just on volume alone. And that's probably why we don't see these, but so you could get some hobby supplies, which in the 90s, people still made models. They played with trains. They built rockets, remote control cars, but also you got your Mattel type toys there too. And even your video games, which is probably when the cusp of what caused them there. So that's like a nice thing though, is I do like that. There's a hair salon. Oh, hair fashions, for fashionable hair, I guess. And there's a place called Kinney Shoes. That's a nice, yeah. And what else do we have here? Limited. You probably heard of these, some of these ones. That one's, yeah, just a limited. Yeah, it's like for clothes, for people who say, well, you know, this is, you can only buy clothes here for some people that pay for them. They're limited. And of course, this is Kinney Shoes. So, yeah, we'll, okay. Oh, the horse is heading off. Here comes another horse coming back. And this horse has a cat on the back of it. Wow. So you are a horse with a cat riding on your back. I like that. And it looks like the cat is taking a nap in place of your, what do you call that thing where you sit, a saddle. It's just a sleeping cat. Yeah, it's nice. We'll pat you and we'll let the cat sleep as you show us what's next on her walking tour. Okay, Jewelers. Yeah, that's like one of the mall jewelry stores. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, here comes one that I think these may still exist. Orange Julius. And I don't know if I've ever had one. We've talked about it. Not to you, but I've talked about this on because it's the Etherverse. I'm not allowed to purchase anything, but I'm pretty sure it's fruit juices and seltzer or something mixed together, or just fresh juices. Not quite a smoothie, but they do blend it so it's foamy. So it's like Orange Julius. So orange juice mixed with other stuff. And foamed up. Yeah, it was something, I guess, it had its time for a while. It had its a long time. And, you know, entertaining uniforms. Okay, there's Pavone's, which is a New York-style pizza slice place. And Payless Shoes. That's been around for a long time. So that's cool. Then here's a couple other ones. Oh boy, this is history in the making. Radio Shack and Record Town side by side. That is really, those are things we won't see again. Radio Shack was where you'd buy. It was a store that had a couple different, I think maybe what happened was when KB went out of business, it threw Radio Shack off. Because originally, I think Radio Shack just sold things for radio enthusiasts and tinkerers, makers, you would have called them in my time. Tactilists, I think, is the party of your time that they're a member of. But then they kind of became more of a, they kept adding on different product lines to try to attract more customers. Radio-controlled cars, different holiday gifts, And then eventually they became unfocused, I think. And that was, where they also, like, you would go in to get a cord for something. At one point, it was a great deal. And then it became like, whoa, you want $40 for this telephone cord? What? But that's that. And in Record Town, this one, interesting enough, still has lots of records. So vinyl records, which, again, have always been popular and still remain with to members of the Tactile movements. Yeah, really cool. So that's great. What else do we have here? Taylor, Silver and Gold Store, a Hallmark. That's like a bit like the stationery store, but branded. Oh, down here is a Stride Right. That was another one that made known for mall walking shoes. The only problem was that that's all they were known for. And so that wasn't, you know, that created kind of saying, what would you just sell? But also, I think nurses, they sold high quality nursing shoes or shoes for people in other stride based professions. Oh, goodbye. Our horse ran off. Here comes another horse. Oh, this one has a lot of flowers on it. Oh, beautiful. For gracious skies. Hey, could you mind if I call you Amber Waves of Grain, even though there's nothing amber about you? You've got those beautiful flowers on you with some, are those garlands in a gray and black color? You're shiny. Do you remember the song Shiny? It was from one of those movies. I think Moana. It was a crab. Yeah, one of the Concords. Yeah, it was the taller one. Well, yeah, I don't know. Because I'm here, I'm working, actually. Okay, could you take us to the next location? Where were we? I don't know. No, we've seen Orange Julius Stadium Club. Okay, that's interesting. That's another sporting goods store. Sunglasses Hut. That's like a, it's not a hut. It's just a middle, it's in the middle here. That's where you can get sunglasses. Oh boy, here we go. There's an aquarium store. That's great. And again, they sell more than just aquariums. They sell different pets that would go in aquariums. So that's really cool. You could go in there and look around. And, oh, there's the gift horse. That's funny. It's for gifts, horse-based gifts. In my time, gift meant a whole nother thing. If you said the horse gift, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Don't look at a gift horse too long, or gif horse. Oh, and the Body Company is another one. The Limited. I thought we already saw that one, or was that something like that? I think those are the Limited and something else exclusive. They have different things. Really? Yo, we're almost done here, huh? That's too bad. Thank you for finishing us off, though, Horsey Poo. Treasure Hut, that again is like an earring factory or whatever. You can get other things. Vitamin World, no. Oh, Walden Books. This is a good bookstore. A really good one. You could come, they have magazines. It's nice and it's not as big as the big bookstores. You can always come back to this place. Now you have all access pass. It looks like you can return for free if you wish purchase though. There's Tom McCann. I thought there was a Spencer's Gifts in here, but I guess not. I guess that was in my memory. Tuxedo Junction. That's where you rent tuxedos. And finally, this last place is World of Science. And that looks like quite an exciting place to shop. Maybe we could go shop there. It has science-based gifts and science-based stuff. Look at that. Of course, they probably have some model volcanoes. And Yeah, so thank you. Yeah, it was good taking you on this tour. I'm glad you're satisfied. I'm glad you accompanied me. It was a very interesting little trip we took. Thank you. I'll see you inside World of Science. Okay. Oh, good night, horsey poo. Good night. I'll pat your flank and send you on your way. Good day.